Rock on the Way Back with Johnny Show. It ain't even none about sundown, on a hill above
the town. Talk of him, play the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could. Well, yes, friends, once again, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC, also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, as well as being heard over historic CFRC 119 FM in the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And we can also be heard via our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com, as well as being heard over YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I'd like to salute a double feature of a man who passed away 22 years ago. It's hard to believe that, but on September 12, 2003, the world mourned the legendary man in black, Johnny Cash. And yes, it's hard to believe that it's been 22 long years. Where's the time gone? Anyway, I remember that day just like yesterday. I was at school and I couldn't believe the news I was being told because I was a huge Cash fan. With that mentioned, Johnny Cash was born in Dias, Arkansas in 1932, J.R. Cash. He was and will forever be remembered as the man in black. So today I would like to play tribute and pay tribute to him today with two classic songs. First would be his signature song, but one of them among many, and that was called The Man in Black, which goes into great detail why he always wore black. Then we'll follow with his classic called Run Softly, Blue River. And I do believe that that was from the Sun Records era out of Memphis. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in. Welcome in, friends. And yes, this one's for our late great hero, Johnny Cash.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listen to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
Run softly, Blue River, my darling, to sleep. Run softly, Blue River, run cool and deep.
Run softly, Blue River, my darling, to sleep. Run softly, Blue River. sleeps and dreams for a time, 'cause she dreams of tomorrow when she'll be my wife. And I pray that as peaceful as you is our life, and if your murmuring soothes me till I'm sleeping too, run softly, Blue River, we'll both dream with you.
Run softly, Blue River, my darling, to sleep. Run softly, Blue River, run cool and deep.
Oh, I thrill to her kisses, and she thrilled to mine. Run softly while she sleeps and dreams for a time, 'cause she dreams of tomorrow when she'll be my wife. And I pray that as peaceful as you is our life, and if your murmuring soothes me till I'm sleeping too, run softly, Blue River, we'll both dream with you.
Run softly, Blue River, my darling's asleep. Run softly, Blue River, run cool and deep. Run softly, Blue River, my darling's asleep. Run softly, Blue River, run cool and deep.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute and honor our beloved furry mascot and companion, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome Simbush onto our program this morning once again, we would like to pay tribute to her top favorites of the legendary recordings of the Monroe Brothers, which were, of course, made up of, yes, Bill Monroe and his brother Charlie. Now, the Monroe Brothers were first formed in 1936 as a recording act, but performed long before then in the middle 1920s, so the history books of bluegrass and country music say. Now, Charlie and Bill recorded together until 1938 when they went their separate ways. However, during those early days of bluegrass, some of the most beloved songs of the Monroe Brothers were recorded. Let's begin with the original 1936 first recording called What Would You Give in Exchange for Your Soul? Then we'll follow with I'm Thinking Tonight of the Old Folks. And we'll wrap up with the final recording they did together, which was called When Our Lord Shall Come Again, which was in 1938, as mentioned. With that, I hope all the bluegrass fans enjoy these classics out there. And yes, this is my salute and Simbush's salute to the original bluegrass music of the Monroe Brothers. Welcome in, friends.
Brother afar from a savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call you away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? Give any change for your soul. Oh, if today God should throw you away, what would you give any change for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give me? Dear Savior, still tenderly plead. Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give in exchange? What would you give? What would you you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God had called you away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Thank you.
my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. Gerald, and way back, have a good one.
My songs don't belong. Top 40 radio.
Well, yes, friends, following Sim Bush's top favorites there of this week, we are once again back here, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great Canadian gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. With that mentioned, this next selection will be, of course, legendary bluegrass musicians as well, but however, from the Canadian music scene. Let's begin with Cross Country Grass and their all-time classic, Tribute to Bluegrass. And this is taken off an old album, 33 and a third record, so there's a bit of a scratchy noise to it. Then we'll hear from an old album that was released many years ago once again, and it's going to be Smiley Bates, Eddie Perrier, and Rose Perrier. And I believe this song is by Eddie and Rose with Smiley playing flat top on it. It's going to be a song called A Voice from On High. Then we'll wrap up with a salute to our good friend Grace Timmerman of Kingston here in a newly released version of Roses in the Snow, which was recorded this year. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to the way back Canadian Northern gems here today. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Sure not hard to take. More work on guitar than we have known to play. I love old Mac Wiseman and Jimmy Martin's fine. Bert Bomback and the Dixie Flyers, cause they are friends of mine. King of the banjo, J.D. Crow, he's good, there ain't no doubt. He's got himself a bunch of boys that he calls the New South. Charlie Moore, Dennis LePage and Station Road, Eddie and the Bluegrass Four, Bruce County Bluegrass and the Border City Band. Think that bluegrass music's the greatest in the land. I love Bobby Osborne, he sings so good and loud. I like the way that old Ralph Stanley holds on to the crowd. Now you have heard this little song, and if you'd like to ask for songs that you really like, just ask Cross Country Grass.
I'm Bill White of the White Pine Bluegrass Band, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Keep right on listening and enjoy the good music.
Sawmill Road, down on Sawmill Road. When I die, I'll take my rest down on Sawmill Road.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program. This, of course, is the time in the program where we like to introduce a truly special member of our morning team who is also the shortest member of our morning team, but makes it up with a giant heart and personality. That, of course, is Gunny, our little dash hound with... She has her collection of great Bill Monroe solo songs for y'all today. First, we're going to hear an all-time classic called In the Pines, which truly shows Bill's high lonesome sound. Then we'll follow with My Rose of Old Kentucky. We'll wrap up Gunny's top selection this morning with none other than a favorite of mine. And this is, as Eddie Stubbs used to say, sad, morbid, and just plain pitiful. But it's going to be a song of Bill's called The Dreadful Snake. With that, I would like to thank Gunny once again for her collection of Bill Monroe's great songs this morning, and also thank her for her weekly selection. Welcome in, friends. Now here's our legendary hero, Bill Monroe.
lost in the woods. She couldn't hear a sound. She was our darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her, but she couldn't be found. Soon she'd have to die, for the snake was warning me close by. I held her close to my face. She said, "Daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark. Tell mommy goodbye." I heard the scream of a little girl far away. Hurry, Daddy, it's an awful, dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could through the dark and weary woods, but I reached our darling girl too late. To all parents I must say, don't let your children stray away. They need your love to guide them along. Oh God, I pray we'll see our darling someday. It seems I still hear a voice around our home.
This is Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers. You're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, here on the way back. Hey, we appreciate it. May God bless each one of you.
Misty-eyed, they cling to me, my Smoky Mountain.
Yes, friends, following those classics by Bill Monroe, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome back to our show in this second part of a three-part interview, my good friend, and a direct link to Bill himself, his grandson, William Monroe II, who I've had the honor of knowing for a few years now and calling a friend for several years, too. Now, with that mentioned, it's an honor to welcome William Monroe II back to our program in this second half of this interview. We will hear from William about the history of Blue Moon of Kentucky during this part of the interview. Then we will break and hear from an all-time classic that Bill Monroe recorded back in the 1950s, which was an all-time classic and one of his most essential songs during his career, called Blue Moon of Kentucky. So with that mentioned, here is our good friend William Monroe II once again. Your grandfather's most famous song is, of course, Blue Moon of Kentucky. Was that an original of his?
Yeah, he wrote that.
Yes.
It was originally in a waltz beat. It was a slow song. That's when it starts off, you know, it's a slow song. After Elvis cut it in 4/4 time, it's a rockabilly song. That was the first song Elvis ever put out, was Blue Moon of Kentucky, and maybe That's All Right, Mama.
Okay, yeah.
I know one side of that first single was Blue Moon of Kentucky. I'm not positive for sure on the other side, but I think it's That's All Right, Mama, I think.
I know It's All Right, Mama was his very first release, so yes, and it was close to it, if not, as you say, on the other side of it, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it was the B-side, and it's, of course, you got a big response from Bloomington, Kentucky. Anyway, that kind of came back and influenced Granddaddy's decision. He changed Bloomington, Kentucky up. He started it off in the waltz beat like he normally had. Then he kicks off into a 4/4 song.
And he got
that kind of idea kind of from Elvis beating it up. And he's like, man, that sounds really good.
What would his opinion of? I know Bill was quite a, let's say, he had his own opinions in many ways. But what would his thoughts have been on Elvis's version?
Well, he liked it. He thought it was, you know, he liked it enough that he changed his song.
I see.
So he'd met Elvis for the first time when Elvis came to the Opry, and they had talked and became friends and acquaintances. And he told Elvis that he liked his music and wished him a good career.
He thought he would do well.
Yeah, I'll search time, though. There's got to be a picture somewhere of Elvis and Granddaddy. I haven't been able to find one.
Okay.
I think that'd be a very, very cool shot if I could come across it.
For sure. And it's a wonder that they have never come up with one, because, as you say, they knew each other. And
well, they were on the Opry the same night. There had to be somebody with the camera.
Exactly. That's right. Because even they're doing these tributes to Elvis on the Opry and all this stuff. Hopefully somebody who's listening can get us in touch with a photo. If they do, I'll let you know.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you that I was right. It's 1938 that Granddaddy formed the Bluegrass Boys. But right after the Monroe Brothers broke up, Granddaddy started a short-lived band called the Kentuckian.
Okay.
Uncle Charlie went on and played. He did a solo thing several years himself until I think he got sick in the 70s. He had cancer or something. He ended up getting sick and passing away.
So Charlie would have been quite young when he passed away then.
He was like 71 or 72, I think. I mean, relatively. Every year that I get older, he gets younger and younger.
Yes, of course. So tell us about the 20-year feud between Flat and Scruggs and the Monroes.
Well, when the guys left, Granddaddy, that band was just a great band. It was Granddaddy, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Chubby Wise, and I want to say Cedric Rainwater was the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a powerful band. Granddaddy said that was a powerful band. By today's standards, I mean, it'd be hard-pressed to come up with a stronger band than that incarnation of the Bluegrass Boys.
For sure.
But anyway, they had formulated the sound, and when they left, you know, Granddaddy thought they were copying him. He really didn't like they started their own group playing his music. So,
well, that's true. It was like a rivalry or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Sure. I mean, it took Granddaddy several years to get used to the idea of other groups playing his music. You know, but as he got older, he loved it. You know, whoever wanted to play bluegrass to play bluegrass. And it's, and there's some purists that say, hey, bluegrass has to be a certain way. But it's, Granddaddy appreciated all forms of bluegrass and different bands. I've traveled with him a bunch, and there were some progressive bluegrass bands that played. And, you know, he enjoyed listening to those guys too. You have to keep kicking the can forward. You know,
exactly.
Music becomes stale, and it's the same thing continuously. It's never going to grow. People are going to become jaded and tired of it, and then it'll cease. I'm friends with Billy Strings. Billy's a great guy. You know,
he gets
knocked a lot by various and sundry people because he's not playing pure bluegrass or whatever the case may be. But mm-hmm. Billy's a great guy. He's a phenomenal player.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. You know, and I sent him a message. We talked a bit about the latest single I think he put out, was Lead Foot. He wrote that song.
Okay.
And it's a great song. He can just burn a guitar up. He really can.
For sure. Being a Monroe, what is your thoughts on the way bluegrass music has almost grown more popular than country in today's world?
Well, I mean, I like it. There's some really interesting and talented bluegrass bands that are out playing now. But my only concern is I don't think the festival bluegrass circuit is as strong as it used to be.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I mean, it's just, you don't have Flat and Scruggs, Bill Monroe,
the originals,
the Osmond mm-hmm. Brothers, Jim and Jesse. I mean, none of those guys are doing shows.
No, they aren't. They are upstairs, but not down here, for sure. Yes,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and there's plenty of good draws in bluegrass music today, but they'd be hard pressed to draw like some of those older groups. Now Billy, of course, he plays a lot of bluegrass on stage, but he plays a lot of different stuff too. But he's doing this massive concerts with drawing great crowds, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. I really think at his true core, Billy considers himself a bluegrass picker, really.
For
sure. That's pretty cool. Like I say, I know Billy. Billy's a great guy.
What is your thoughts on how Bill Monroe, your grandfather, is remembered by today's up-and-coming artists and also the veterans of the genre?
Well, I think he's still very highly regarded. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that plays mandolin that wasn't influenced by Bill Monroe.
Exactly.
In their decision to play mandolin. Whereas, of course, a lot of new up-and-comers, look up to, like Chris Thiele. Chris is a great guy, another phenomenal player. I think he's still highly regarded, and people are influenced by his style of songwriting and playing, even to this day.
For sure. Yes, yes. And he is the father of bluegrass and always will be, yes. What is your thoughts on Jimmy Martin was always classed as the king of bluegrass, but in my opinion, it was the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe.
Well, Jimmy wanted a moniker, so I think he's kind of crowned himself as the king of bluegrass. And I'm not being disrespectful, I like Jimmy a lot.
Yes.
He always kind of knocked Granddaddy. He thought Granddaddy kept him off the Opry, which I don't think that was the case.
Okay.
I think there was other reasons I can really delve into, but...
Exactly. I've heard the stories before, yes.
Yeah, I think that probably played a bigger part than Granddaddy did. Because there were several, it's not like that, we've got Bill Monroe and that's a bluegrass group, we don't need any more. They had added several bands as bluegrass bands to the Opry over the years. So I don't think that was a really valid reason Jimmy had. But, I use the word again, at his core, I think Jimmy Martin, I think, really loved Granddaddy, even though he said some stuff about Granddaddy that really wasn't appropriate.
Yes.
Because Granddaddy really gave Jimmy a start, Jimmy was a bluegrass boy, and Jimmy had a fabulous voice. He had a fabulous voice. He was right on pitch, and his voice was so strong, and him and Granddaddy sounded great together. Mm-hmm. That's really where that High Lonesome Sound came from. Lester was a great singer, but he couldn't sing like Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy was just had a really high, strong voice, in my opinion.
And a very distinct voice, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When Jimmy broke off from Granddaddy and started his own band, Jimmy was very successful, and Jimmy had to put on a great show. If you ever went to one of his shows and watched him, he was really good.
Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program before we send us into the third and final hour, where I would like to play another great song by Bill Monroe that he recorded many years ago. And for those who are true bluegrass fans and country fans as well, they'll know that Bill Monroe was no stranger to an instrumental song, having composed many, including a song that was very much respected by the mandolin players of years ago called Rawhide. And we will be back following this to pay tribute to some gospel music to send us into the third and final hour. Yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. And as we send us into the third and final hour of today's programming, I'd like to play a collection of sacred gospel songs once again. First, we'll hear from the voice with a heart, Mac Wiseman, and his all-time classic called Little White Church. Then we'll follow with Flat and Scruggs, whom Bill Monroe held a 20-year grudge towards when they left his band. And from Flat and Scruggs, it's going to be He Took My Place. Then we'll send us up into the fairy tale top of the hour with none other than Bill Monroe once again and his Bluegrass Boys and a song called I Found a Hiding Place. With that, I'd like to send these all out to our Bluegrass fans out there today, and yes, I'll talk to y'all on the other side of the third and final hour at 10 o'clock. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
They would all kneel down by the altar. and prayer. Oh, the church in the valley, oh, the little white church is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely, for the little white church in the dell. They would sing the old song, Rock of Ages, oh Christ, let me hide myself in thee. And I know some of them are now waiting just over the dark and stormy sea. I know the troubles all are ended, and happy forever they shall be. They are waiting, watching up yonder, for the coming home of you and me. Oh, the church in the valley, oh, the little white church is the place that I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes, I'm sad and lonely, for the little white church in the
Jesus came.
That's just my
Jesus came.
I'm under his control.
I'm under his control.
He keeps me night and day.
He keeps me night and day.
He answers when I pray.
He answers when I pray.
And from the raging storm.
And from the raging storm.
To him I steal away.
To him I steal away.
Hiding place.
I found a hiding place.
A blessed hiding place.
A blessed hiding place.